This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. With fewer than 15 days until the election, it is nearly impossible to avoid conversations about politics. While some Americans may be tempted to unplug their TVs and radios until it's all over, we know at least one guy who's doing exactly the opposite. Michael Karlick is a Colorado-based comedian and writer who is actively seeking out conversations about civics and government from every corner of America. He has watched more than 50 city council meetings taking place in cities ranging from Muscatine, Iowa to Anchorage, Alaska, and he comically reviews them in his project, City Council Chronicles. Michael Karlick joins me now. Michael, welcome to the State of Things.
Oh, Frank, it's a beautiful day to talk about city council meetings.
Well, and apparently for you, every day is a beautiful day. Tell us more about this project.
So I started out earlier this year looking for a new writing project, and we all get links sent to us of crazy council meetings in places like Florida. Well, it's actually usually almost always Florida. And I thought, you know, everyone is already covering those meetings. I want to look at a normal day at different city councils' meetings and write about what I think is interesting. And I do find something, multiple things interesting about every city council meeting, from the mayor who talked about being on a 400-calorie diet, to the public commenter who called the fire chief a scumbag, to the councilman who talked about menstruation for no reason at all. Those things happen. They will continue to happen, and that's not a bad thing.
No, but now, so do you go? Because I think for a while you thought, I'll just go from town to town. It'd be a nice way to make a tour. But that gets hard to do, right?
Oh, tell me about it. I thought about what if I went to a different city council each day and wrote about it. Then I realized, A, that costs money, and B, I would go insane.
Yeah.
So I compromised, scaled it back. Every week I do two city council reviews from the comfort of my home and one interview with a person who goes through many city council meetings, be it a council member themselves, a mayor, a clerk, or a reporter.
And many of these council meetings are now streamed, so you can do this from the comfort of your own home.
Not everywhere streams their video.
Yeah.
A lot of smaller cities don't put their council meetings online, and that's frustrating.
Yeah.
A lot of big cities, they do it, and I'm grateful for that, but they don't always do it uniformly. Some are great with high-definition cameras, captions at the bottom of the screen. I know everything that's going on. But other places, it can be a tripod with a camera on it, 30 feet away, and no one is mic'd up. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what am I really looking at? And the larger civic point to that is, if someone in that city is watching their city's council meeting for the first time, if I can't understand what's going on after watching 60 of these things, how are they supposed to know what's happening? So at that point, I wonder, do these people stream their council meetings because they feel like they have to, rather than actually wanting to get the public to get something out of it?
Well,
I have to wonder.
And this does get to something, because we're sort of laughing about this, and any of us in this business have all cut our teeth covering city council meetings, and it's the hardest work in the world, because not much happens.
Did you cover city council meetings?
I sure did. I did. And
get
this, I covered city council meetings in Des Moines, Iowa.
Wow.
Where daily and weekly, these meetings are monthly, I guess they were held. I don't know. It seemed like they were always going on, but apparently there must have been some interval. And there was one guy, Kalonji Sadiq, I still remember his name. He was an ex-Black Panther, and he would just quote from Das Kapital or something else there in Des Moines, Iowa in the 1970s about the imperialist. And he would do this rant, and Mayor Olson would rule him out of order. And then a guy named Mike would talk about fluoride in the water and would read for like a 60-page tome. So, yes, and that's why I'm laughing. But the larger point is, look, this is where the stuff that affects your life the most often really takes place. I mean, these are actually some important stuff happens here if you're living in a city, right?
Absolutely. And most people, the two mental images they have of a city council meeting are empty chairs and a room full of angry people. Now, usually it's more on the empty chair side. And that is unfortunate because, as you said, people are voting on property use, zoning. That's most of what I see. That affects literally the landscape of where you live. And I remember the Mesa, Arizona City Council meeting. This was the first time I'd seen anything like it. Of course, it's near the border, and there were a couple of Hispanic immigrants who needed a translator, and they were talking about how they're being evicted from a trailer parked on the outskirts of town. And I remember watching that and thinking, everyone's talking about this stupid border wall, but this is an actual immigration problem that's happening. And probably the only ones who know about it are me, the other two guys watching in Mesa, and the people who are actually in the room at the city council meeting.
That said, there are wacky moments. I mean, tell us about the guy who was on the 400-calorie diet.
That was the mayor of Troop, Texas. He was drinking from this giant 7-Eleven cup, which I guess was his meal for the day. And every couple of minutes, he would talk about his diet, and then someone offered him a bag of chips because they felt sorry for him. And I don't know what he looks like now, but I assume he's slim. So
yeah.
Hopefully it was worth it. But yeah, you get council members themselves, because it is a low-stakes environment. You don't think people are watching, so people are their normal selves.
Yeah.
City council meetings are not like Congress, where people get elected, they go far away, and they talk on camera for a living. They're not like state legislatures, where they basically go far away for a couple months, and then they come back and fade away. These are people who live down the street from where they work, and it's the closest thing you can get to regular people doing important things with a camera on them.
Yeah, and you
and
also,
that's when you get the range of characteristics that come out.
The mayor of Danville is one of the characters who stands out in your coverage so far.
He is absolutely a character. God bless this man. They started off the meeting by congratulating the Goodyear tire plant for being in Danville for 50 years. And the mayor is reading this proclamation, and he is screaming the name Danville while it's going on. He's like, "I, Sherman Saunders, mayor of Danville, do hereby congratulate Goodyear Danville for 50 years in Danville." And everyone is laughing. They cut away to the audience. The people are smiling. And at the end, the mayor looks up and he goes, "Yeah, I'm proud of Danville. I'll say it." And that's fantastic. It's good to see mayors who have so much energy.
Well, you also do interviews. So tell us about the interviews and kind of how you choose the individuals who you interview and kind of what kinds of things you talk about.
A lot of times I want to know more about the specific city council meeting that I see, because maybe something happened that was unusual or laughable, or I just wanted to know, God, what were they thinking in the moment? Other times I just pick random people across the country in a state where maybe I haven't seen a city council meeting yet, or maybe there aren't a lot of city council videos from that state. And I've learned a lot, not just from council members, but also staff. City managers are present at every meeting. Not everyone knows this, but in the smaller cities especially, the city manager is the bureaucrat who runs the city every day. They advise the mayor and the council, because those people might be part-time. And I learned that the city staff is their staff. And so if the public comes into these meetings and they have a problem, and in their opinion, the problem is not being solved because the staff is not doing their job, the city managers say, "I wish the city council would stand up for my staff." Because the staff can't just talk whenever they want, and it's not the city manager's meeting to run. So if the city council doesn't say anything to the effect of, "Hey, the staff is working really hard, all right, just chill out," then it's not going to get said. Clerks, city council clerks, they do a lot of reading and counting votes, which, you know, you're like, "I went to sixth grade. I can read words and count numbers." But one of the things I found out is that they can be surrogate council members, because if someone calls up to City Hall with a problem, the council members might not be there because it's a part-time job for them, but the clerk is there, and the clerk can find out what department you need to go to get your problem fixed.
You watched,
and
it.
Then from this.
Well, I want to get to the city council meeting that you watched in Asheville, and ask you what stood out in Asheville, North Carolina. What stood out there in that meeting?
Sure. So for the first part of the meeting, they were voting on referring bonds to the public. It's kind of a snoozer, but they had to take public comment on it. And this guy walks up, and he is calling it a slush fund. He's attacking this council. He's dressed in a very nice suit, too, so you don't expect such vile, vile things coming out of this man's mouth. And then the council's unfazed. They pass it. And then they move on to hiring a citizen for an advisory board. They have three choices. And the weird thing to me was they took a vote on it right there in public. It was a job interview that I would never want to be a part of, because you're literally going down the line. Yeah. You're like, I vote for Mark, I vote for Bridget. And then at the end of the vote, the vice mayor, who was, you know, tallying the roll call, she was like, well, I guess in the morning we'll notify these people. I'm like, really? If there's any three people in Asheville who should be watching this meeting, it's the people who were just voted on. You don't even think they're watching? That's pretty sad. But I talked to the mayor of Asheville afterward, Esther Mannheimer. Very impressive. She seems very smart, very collected. She is a council meeting junkie. She is a lawyer. She goes to meetings for a living, and she's seen a ton of them. So she knows how to run a tight meeting, and I clearly saw that. And I asked her, you know, have you ever just sat there listening to people calling you crooks and liars in public comment and just wanted to scream at them? And she was like, you know, there's always going to be people who don't agree with what we do, and we just have to sit there. The only time I will respond is if they're saying something false. But if I respond every time, that just elevates what they're saying.
Wow. Well, there you go. You're learning a lot, and we deeply appreciate your evaluation and your humor. Michael Karlick, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, Frank, this was a pleasure. Thank you.
Michael Karlick and his project City Council Chronicles is something that you can find at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, we hear from the former mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, and now the governor of North Carolina. A conversation with Pat McCrory after this.